Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, there we go.
Hey, what up?
Derek, you had me talking to myself for a few seconds there. No, man, we appreciate you taking the time to join us.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me.
All right, what I got to know is, man, because there was some thoughts that you almost didn't make it to the end zone last week. I don't know. I felt like that you was just coasting, and that you never even picked it up to high speed. How was it once you picked it up and you're coming down the sideline? Was you barely making it, or was you just jogging and coasting?
I know. As a D line, you get the ball, you getting in, we going to the end zone. So shoot, that's our goal. We get the ball in our hands, we trying to go toward it. We ain't trying to just recover it.
Hey, Derek, talk us through that play, because the only other guy that's done that, I believe, with the Texans, I know the last guy that did it was your head coach, D'Amico Ryans, in terms of getting a strip sack, recovering it, and recovering it for a touchdown. Walk us through that play and kind of how you saw it, how you got to the quarterback, how you ended up with the rock and scoring.
I was just trying to get off the rock, and then – shoot, I don't even know what happened after that. Turned the corner, reach, and then ball came out. I seen D Hort and Petrie fighting for it. Petrie came up and just literally killed that dude, and then the ball popped back out. So we were just trying to get into the end zone after that.
Derek Barnett joining us, defensive end for the Texans. We were just talking about this, that your position group feels like the strongest position group on the team. What's the competition like as deep as you guys are every day since the start of training camp up to this point?
Oh, it's great, man. We got a great room. It's fun, like, practicing with these guys. A lot of experience on the team. Like, D-Hunt, he popped it off this past week. And then after he popped it off, and then Nico got one, and the gates just started opening, and everybody was just rushing. Timmy got home on a great rush too. So I feel like when one dude get home, then everybody just trying to get on the action.
Hey, Derek, talk to us a little bit about the youngster in that room, man, Will Anderson. I mean, I do the post game show with Sean Pendergast, and we've had Will on a couple of times over the last 2 years, and he's talked about the dynamic from being the young guy in the room, man, and I know it seems to be just a really cool, I guess dynamic is the right word, with all of you guys that are longer in the tooth, veterans that have played, kind of you know, dealing with and helping raise up and you know, on a day-to-day basis, Will Anderson, one of the better players, one of the better edge guys in the league. What about that dynamic in that room with you old heads taking care of him?
Man, it's crazy because Will was only in year two. When I came here last year, he was a rookie, but he don't act like it. He got great leadership skills, and the way he comes to practice every day, he practices hard as hell. So it's no surprise when he go out there and make plays because it starts during the week. And, like, he practices like he's playing in a game. So him making plays, man, nobody be surprised by that. But I think the better thing about Will is, like, he's such a great leader. Such a great leader, and he's one of the youngest guys in the room.
Derek, is there something there, D, would like, because everybody's talked about him, has said this. I hadn't heard from one of the DNs, but like, is there a point in time where one of you guys have to be like, hey, young fella, like, you're going to hurt yourself on a Wednesday practice, man. On a Friday walkthrough, you got to chill out a little bit. I mean, is there some of that in kind of managing him from a veteran perspective?
You definitely want a guy be like that during practice versus being the other way. But, you know, I think, you know, Mika always says, you know, stay up. We want to practice right. We want to practice hard and compete during practice, but we also want to keep our guys healthy during practice and keep everybody off the ground. So he definitely, Mika emphasizes that.
All right, Derek, coming into the year, I think a lot of people looked at this team and thought this is going to be an offensive-led team. But now that we're through 10, 11 weeks, it appears that this defense is a special unit. And when you look at all the metrics and the numbers, it's one of the best defenses in football. At what point did you get the feel? You've been in this league. You've played on defenses in Philly here. At what point did you get the feel that this was going to be a special group?
I think early on you could see it. We got the pieces of being a great team, special defense. But, I mean, it's going to take everybody. It's going to take the offense. It's going to take the defense playing great. It's going to take special team playing well in all three phases. I think if all three phases play well and just feed off of everybody, I think that's where you start seeing, you know, some teams go up or some teams go down. So it's not just one side. It's not just one side. It's literally all three phases in football.
Hey, Derek, real quick, man, on this week's opponent, man, you're from Nashville, played at Tennessee, which I've got a long history with, by the way. We'll talk about that on a different day.
Oh, I didn't know you was from Nashville.
He's from Nashville. But we got the Titans this week, man. What's any growing up there and watching them and you know, obviously being closer to that program, NFL program than any, is there any special feel this week of you know, playing those guys, or is it just another game?
I mean, it's a big game because it's the next game, so I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it. But yeah, being from Nashville, you grew up watching the home team. You know, I grew up watching Steve McNair and Jamon Curse and Keith Bullock and all them cats, Corey Mathingan. But at the end of the day, it's the next game up, so it's the big one, and we just gotta execute and just bring that energy. Like, it's a week to week. This is the NFL. It's week to week league.
Damn, we a little different age group right now. I was going to see if you ran to the same spots that I ran to in Nashville, but I think we a little distant in age here. I didn't know if he slid down to Graham Central State on Broadway like I did a few times. So I'll keep that to myself. But man, we appreciate you joining us, man, and good luck this week going back home to take on the Titans.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate y'all. Take care.
All right, that's Derek Barnett right there. You think he hit the same spots that we did?
Nah, I know he did not hit. I mean, my years down there, I mean, Nashville has changed significantly. There ain't but a couple spot. Of spots that have the same name, and I don't know that Barnett, unless he was chasing a random in there, he wasn't in them spots.
I wonder if he was. I bet he was at that one spot I got.
Hey, unless his nose was down on the concrete, on the sniffing something, on the trail or something, he wasn't hanging it in.
There was a place called The Spot.
Yeah, I know where you're at.
After hours. Let out at 6 o'clock in the morning, Tyler. That's what time it
Great Galveston out. Restaurant.
Opened up at 2 o'clock, let out at 6. I got into some trouble in that place one time. I feel like that's the spot.
If I'm not mistaken, I think some of my teammates when I played with the Nashville Cats started that.
Did they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the first time I ever saw cocaine.
At one time, it was a bringer. It was a juice bar.
It was definitely BYOB.
Yeah, you had to bring your alcohol in. They'd sell you, of course, high dollar. They'd sell you all the juices and all the mixes.
And BYOC.
I tell you off air when I got in trouble with a little BYOB situation in the spot. All right, coming up as we continue here live here at Buffalo Wild Wings Thirsty Thursday. We're here at the Buffalo Wild Wings off Washington Avenue.